Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Elesine ihora isigaba sokugcina ke lesi singena ngalomhlabelelo ka Pastor Eva Chauke ethi buphilo busafeling yebo impilo enginaphakade siyithola kuphela kuKristu akukho la ongayithola khona abantu bazamile ukwenza whatever bafuna ukuyenza ukuthi ke bagcine impilo yomuntu noma umphefumulo womuntu kodwa kwenzeki lokho so kuyabonisa impela ukuthi uKristu nguyena ophethe impilo yethu nguyena onamandla onke ngiyakubingelela umusanda kungena usemgwaqeni ngithi shayela ngokukhulu ukucophelela ubahlwa kanhlapo ohlezi naye ngibuyile nakuleli viki no prophetess Ntomboxolo Mthombeni hey yazi kumnandi ukuba naye la yabona nje inhliziyo yam futhi sayibabhlungu ngoba next week it's our last week kodwa engikuthokozelayo futhi kulapho kusekutheni sithola nje imvuselelo unyaka uyaqala and uyazizwa nawe le mfundiso siqale iviki lokuqala sathi keep the faith mzalwane sabuya futhi sathi as a stay on course so today sizophinda futhi sik encourage ngoba nje izwi likaNkuluNkulu liphethe i encouragement ngiyazi ukuthi ngezinye izikhathi linokuthi nje uyazi lithi yazi likunyakazise iya indlela uNkuluNkulu bazalwana khuluma nathi ngayo ukuthi asibuyele endleleni yakhe uma ngathi siyaphambuka uzongena ke emveni kwalokhu umfundisi noma ngathi uprophetess Ntomboxolo Mthombeni ithinga phambi kokuthi sizoyixoxa indaba ngimbingelele nje prophetess sawubona
molo mama
unjani
Siyabonga inkosi ilungile kunjani?
Hayi nami ndiphilile.
Ndiyathetha
ngoku. Yabona nje kula maviki engihleli nawe ngiloku ngiyawathatha amagama la ngiyawa practice.
Oh my god.
So kusase right Eastern Cape?
Siyathetha Eastern Cape kuhle sonwabile. Uthixo uyasithanda mama.
Yeah. Okay, asim mhlambe sibabekele sithombeni ifamily radio pulpit ukuthi today sikhuluma ngani and bangalisusi nephondo lalihleli khona kwamanje.
Namhlanje sizayithetha sithi don't give up on God, remain in him.
Don't give up on God. Yo, mina yazi ukukhuluma nje iqiniso, anginaso leso sibindi sokuthi nginga give up kuNkulunkulu. Uyabona kubantu nginga give up ngoba abantu abathembekile ngithi namhlanje uzokhuluma lokho kusasa shintsha ikhala abe uyelo wena umbone ewu blue. So uNkulunkulu nje uNkulunkulu ongaguquki, uNkulunkulu futhi onga give up kuthina. So angisiboni nje isidingo sokuthi si give up kuyena. Yeah, sizoyikhuluma ke kabanzi lenqoqo ithi ke ngigijimele ngala.
I-Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Good news, you can now reach more than 400,000 loyal listeners when advertising on Radio Pulpit and 1 million people every month on our combined media platforms. To advertise, contact Sanet on 012-334-1254 or send an email to sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, SMS the word advertise to 37871. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Sithi namuhla don't give up on God ngoba naye aka give up kuwena mzalwane. Amaphutha siyawenza. Uyazi nje siyamdisappoint ngezinye ikhati kodwa aka give up kithina so ngikanye no prophetess siyayigcizelela le ndaba sithi nawe don't give up on God. Prophetess, let us unpack it. Mhlampe siqale ngokubuka ukuthi esikhathini esiningi kwenziwa yini ukuthi abantu ba give up kuNkulunkulu.
Inkosi mam, yazi bahle, there's so much that we face singabantwana bakaThixo. We go through challenges abantu abangazazi. We go through battles that people know nothing about.
Yeah.
And as that we go through, we may not have breakthroughs. We may not have answers of why they are happening in our lives and all of those things. Now, abantu abaninzi, they tend to give up on God because of the battles and the challenges they face. Sometimes you go through izinto, you don't win the battle, you know. You lose, there are so many losses in our lives we've lost. If you can interview people, they will tell you how much they have lost while they are praying. They have lost while they go to church. They just lose, keep losing things that are of value or they seem to be of value. Ebomini babo. So hence I'm saying, ngizomemezela namhlanje ebantwini abamamela radio pulpit. As a woman who has gone through the fire, as a woman who has stood the test of times, the meaning of losing, I know very well. When you keep losing instead of gaining, where you don't understand what is going on. And the funny thing about God is that he keeps saying to you, follow me, follow me. You don't get the clear picture of where he is taking, but the instruction is that keep following, because he loves those who trust totally, who rest upon his promises. So the topic here today, Eti, don't give up on God. It stems out of those experiences. It comes out of that well of having pain, having lost, having undergone through izinto zimbi ezinzima, but yet, because remember, bahle, uThixo akabalibali abantu abathe benayo indlela yokumlahla, bangamlahli. uThixo unendlela akabalibali abantu abathe belahle, those who have lost so much, and yet they remain in him.
Yeah.
With nothing to show, but they still remain in him. Uyababheka abantu who have many reasons to quit on the road of faith, but they stayed the test of time. Uyabahlonipha.
Yeah.
So in the end, you will reap the reward of having that staying power. What is staying power? Staying power is when you are justified to quit and you don't quit anyway. It is when you are justified ukuthi uyishiye lento, uthi ayisebenzi, but you remain focused. In the midst of it all, you don't shy away from your position. That is your staying power. Nabantu bamesebeka kanga ngezinto ezikwehlele nodlule kuzo ngabe sewumshiyile uThixo, but ngoba you have this staying power, ikhona lento ithi ungasuki noma indlela iyehla noma iyenyuka, ungasuki noma uyalila nenyembezi emehlweni, kodwa ungasuki. Noma you don't understand what is going on, God will suit. You have this urge not to give up on him.
Yeah.
You don't give up on God. Even family members, they don't understand this God of yours. Remember the wife of Job. Curse this God of yours.
See.
But there's something about this God of yours. There's something, you bounce back.
Yeah.
Even if you fall, but you have a way of bouncing back because of this God of yours. You never give up on him because you understand, you have an in-depth understanding in indlela zakhe.
Yebo.
The chilo that last week, the speaker, said to stay on course, even if you do not understand the journey, stay on course.
Yeah.
He reveals himself to those who are able to stand the test of time. I am reminded by the scripture, Acts 20, verse 22, and Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Let's start with Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God goes with you and will not fail, and he will never forsake you.
Hmm. Powerful.
Those are the words that you must carry and meditate upon.
Yeah.
That uchilo and is really like, ukuthi be strong and of good courage.
Amen.
You know, when you know and you are convicted, that's what Paul always says, I am convicted of this truth.
Yeah.
But when you are convicted, when you stand on your convictions, nothing can move you.
Amen.
Nothing can shake you.
Mm.
You are convicted.
Mm.
You don't just do as people do. You don't just follow as people follow. You are convinced that
Amen.
It doesn't matter where. Remember, he's not only the Alpha. He's also the Omega as well. So there are guarantees that he has begun with you, and surely it will end with him. Because so there's a distance between the Alpha and his Omega-ness. Nothing, from the Alpha-ness and towards the Omega-ness. But the promise is that eventually his Omega-ness will be manifested in our lives. So mpunapunwe radio pulpit, you must have izinto obambelele kuzo on your journey ka 2024. The pillars of your faith, uma uqiniseke ngazo, azidingi ube semoyeni. Sometimes amavesi ayaphela ngenxa yobude bentela. You run out of worship songs because of the pain that you may be feeling at a particular moment. But what will sustain you? What will make you have that staying power when things are not working for you, when everything is working against you? What you know. Ngobulwazi luthi xa kuphela ivesi ingqondo yasebenza ukuthi nokuba ndingeva nto emoyeni wami kodwa I know. Watsho uDavide wathi I know my redeemer lives. Undiyamazi umhlawulelo wami, andidingi mavesi, andidingi ma-chorus ukuthi wandikhumbuze ukuba uthi ndiyamazi, ndilila. I know him. Even if things are not working for my own good, I know he's working it out. I know uyandilungiselela ngoba ungumlungiseleli bahle.
Yebo.
Ungumlungiseleli wempilo zethu. Ithi kaloku izwi lakhe, he prepares a table, meaning that ungumlungiseleli. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Preparations take time. They vary according to the occasion. They vary according to the kind of event that you may be hosting. So, what will be the event? It will determine the preparation. So, I don't know what you are facing. I don't know the wilderness that you are going through. I don't know if you are going through. Don't give up on God. Ungabayeka abantu, ungabashiya abantu, ngoba abantu bayaphoxana. Abantu bayashiyana, abantu bayadinwa ngumuntu endleleni. Kodwa there's one man, hlele ezulwini, he sits on the throne. Lithi Bible lesixhosa, ulanda futhi emkhondweni wethu. Akadinwa. He's never late, he's never early, he never sleeps nor slumbers. He follows us wherever we go. Sometimes we don't do, we are not faithful. Sometimes we don't do according to his requirements. Asenzi ngokwendlela uThixo ufuna senze ngayo. Kodwa even so, akasiyekeli unyawo lwethu ekutsibilikeni. Lithizwe leNkosi ukuthi akangeze aluyekele unyawo lwethu ekutsibilikeni. Meaning that asizongatsibiliki endleleni, kodwa akazoliyekela. That is an assurance. The blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We have an assurance in the word of God. Even if things as the ambing of Wendela yetu, sinesiqinisekiso. That is what we say in Xhosa. Sinesiqinisekiso. The assurance that kuzogqibela uThixo. Ziyenzeka izinto bayathetha abantu and nyani mhlawumbe you're not in a place where you thought you would be at this particular moment. But in this okay, and I'm here to remind you that lendlela asiyo yakho, the battle is not yours. Kuzogqibela uThixo empilweni yakho, akuzogqibela imeko yakho, kuzogqibela uThixo ebomini bakho.
Wow. Don't give up on God. The only requirement is for you to stay. Remain in Him. Remain in Him. No matter what is happening around you, don't listen to outside noise. Focus in His saying. Ukutsho kwakhe. Hlala kwilizwi la. Utshilo ezwini lakhe. Wathi akazokushiya. He will never leave you. He will never forsake. He said it in His word. Akutshilo ezwini lakhe uzokwenza. Even if it takes him a million years to do it, eventually, uzoyenza, ngoba he's a man of his word. Uliphakamisile izwi lakhe ngaphezu kwegama lakhe.
Ungumqali nomphelelisi. Wow.
Don't give up on God. Remain in him.
Hey, mesiloku sikhuluma kanje mfundisi, ngiyazi ukuthi omunye kunezinto eziningi nje eziza engqondweni yakhe. And uthi, you know, angikho right, man. And ngiyacabanga ukuthi noNkulunkulu uyawubona umoya wami. And ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngihlale kuyena ngingale ndlela ngingayo. So uthi ngichoose ukuthi ngigive up. So umbuzo wami kungaba ukuthi yini esingayenza or esingayisho kulomuntu ukuthi cha 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 siswam budwam baba mama ngane hlala kuNkulunkulu
ma wena bahle into engiyisho kumphulaphuli ibalulekile ienvironment okanye abantu ozasociate nabo
yeah
kubalulekile where you drink the cup that you drink from ngoba it will determine your immune system.
Yeah.
What you drink will determine your immune system. Ngoba sometimes the journey iba nezinto eziningi ezibangela ukuthi uphelelwe ngamandla as you have said endleleni. Ungaliva nelizwi ngelinye ixesha ngoba you are suffocated with what is going on in your life.
Yeah.
Ikwenze loo nto ngathi uThixo akayekho okanye akanamandla. But where you draw your strength from, ngoba when we draw strength, we invest. That is why Bessie said last week that prayer, the closet, so it is those moments that the investment. What have you invested in your journey of faith? What have you invested in ngoba? The investment is uzokusebenzela songenanto esandleni.
Wow. Sho mfundisi olalele kwamanje akezwe liyasho izwi ukuthi onendlebe makezwe sithi kulentambama don't give up on God. Remain in him.
You may give up on anything, on everyone.
Yes. Ngoba
give up on the church. Give up on whoever that you trusted, but don't ever make a mistake of giving up on God.
Amen. Sure.
God, but that will be your gravest mistake.
True. Don't give up on God, mzalwane, indaba ke esikhulumayo namuhla kanye no prophetess Ntombokolo Mthombeni. Asithathe na umhlabelelo mfundisi uza ngulindiwe Mnisi uthi akozeli.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Kulesi pithipithi salomhlaba isikhathi siya ngokuncipha ngakuwe. Kodwa noma kunjalo iselfone yakho yona ihlala inawe ngazo zonke ikhathi. Ngakho ke isebenzise vakashela iwebsite yaka Radio Pulpit kuze uvuseleleke emoyeni wakho lapho ungakwazi ukuthi ungaphinde wazi ukudownloada amavesi eBhayibheli, ufunde nencwadi iWord for Today uze kwazi futhi ukusilalela. Konke lokhu ukuthola ngokuvakashela iwebsite yethu www.radiopulpit.co.za. Vakashela iwebsite yethu ngoba yenzelwe iselfone yakho. Uradio Pulpit umsizi wakho ekufuneni incazelo.
Kempela uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo akozeli, unguNkulunkulu futhi ongagivapi kithina and uthembisile ukuthi ngeke ashiye futhi ngeke asiyeke. So nawe mzalwane, don't give up on God, remain in him. Sik encourage ngalokho namuhla. I know ukuthi kwamanje njoba unyaka uqala kunomuntu loke ecingana nomsebenzi akawutholi uthi ithingizame futhi kulonyaka. Abazali bayaphansi phezulu bayo register izingane ema university, akuhlangani imali ayihlangani. So umama ubona nje ukuthi yazi uNkulunkulu ngimcelile ukuthi ingane yami ngoba nange iyaqeda ku matric, ngicela nje ukuthi angiseke. Kodwa mabuka nje isimo ubona ngathi hayi cha, ingane yakhe angeke ize ingene nangomnyango weuniversity. So mzalwane, nanoma uyibona le ntaba phambi kwakho akusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu akanawo amandla ukuthi ayigudluze. Wena nje stay on course njengoba besisho nomfundisi last week, and keep faith mzalwane, remain in God ukuze uzobona imisebenzi yakhe. Uyazi imistake esiyenzayo ukuthi sisebenzisa ama efforts wethu. And uyazi uNkulunkulu nje uzokuyeka usebenzisa ama efforts wakhe and then ufuna ukusebenzisa nobuhlakani bakho. And then moso uphelelwa ngamandla bese uyamangala and then ukhohliwe ukuthi konje awuzange uconsult noNkulunkulu uthi God, now ama plans wami. Ngenelela baba kulesi simo, wena uyazi ukuthi nginamandla ngiphelelaphi.
Ngizisezo utsho ngoku bahle uthethe into wenzoyisho ukuthi uThixo uyabathanda abantu who are totally depending on him. Total dependence on God.
Yeah.
Wazi ukuthi there's nothing onokwazi uzenzela yona wena. There's nothing wena onoyizama ngawakho amandla onokwazi uyenza. You totally depend upon his promises.
Yeah.
That's why in the Bible he requires us to rest upon his promises. Uthi onke amaqhala enu, all your anxiousness, all your worries, cast your worries unto me.
Amen.
Waphoseni kum amaqhala enu, ngoba he knows what is best.
Yeah.
He knows what you need. He knows when you need it. So uthi uyabathanda abantu who totally depend on him.
Yeah.
Sithe kuDeuteronomy 31 verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God will give you, will go with you, and you will not fail. Nor he will not fail nor forsake you.
Yeah.
Kathi Acts chapter 20 verse 22 izenzo uPaul, uPaul uyabhala pha uthi, and now compelled by the Spirit I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. Uthi uPaul, impilo yam iyafana nengekhoyo. I emphasis there is that mina ndiyafana nofile. Uthi my only anxiousness is to finish the race that is set before me. Uxelela abantu phayana esixekweni after the shala come uti, and now the kuzwa umoyo ngwele compelled by the spirit uti ndiya amba ndeke Jerusalem uti andiyazi kuti ndoshanga bezana nani hapo ndiya kona. I don't know what is going to happen to me there. Uti, but the only thing I know, in every city, umoyo ngwele has warned me that prison and hardship are facing me. So I am prepared for whatever may come my way. Umoyo ngwele has already done the work in me. That is why the Bible says, greater is he who is in you than the one who is in the world. Now umoyo ngwele samkhokhele engekafiki la yakhona ukuthi prison and hardship are facing me. However, uti, I consider my life worth nothing. Uti, my only aim in Jongo Yam, my focal point upon dicho lekona, as a child of God, eyana concern yam emhlabeni for as long as I live, for as long as I know my mandate on planet Earth, uti, it is to finish and the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
Amen. Okay,
that is my only concern. Nobody sent 7 nobody sent Shaleni, nobody amongst my family members, nobody quite in Indawo. What is my focal point, my aim? I consider my life worth nothing, but my aim is to finish the race and complete umsebenzi. Utifan Migeze Wona, the system Shabin. We're living in borrowed time. We're living in borrowed time. There is no time. Abantu are dying left, right, and center. That means abanye koyo. But praise be to God, you are still alive. Praise be to God, you have a chance. Yokulisa abantu anabako. You have a chance. Yokubantu basesikolweni by the grace of God. Your focal point should be to fulfill the mandate set before you. Your focal point and aim is to finish the race that is set before you. Stay on course. No minimoi bubuda. When you are when you do not remove yourself from your place of receiving. Is in Butukakendi Sezona. Remain in him. Don't give up on God.
Amen.
I know you are tired. I know things are not working out. I know kutalu tandaza. I know, but this is no time for you to complain. This is no time for you to doubt God. You may doubt your doubt, but don't doubt God. Don't make a mistake of doubting God. He's supreme. He's all-knowing, omnipresent, omnipotent. Uko endaweni zonke. Uko ngamaxesha onke. He's not affected by your circumstances. Circumstances are affected by him. He's never late, he's never early, but he's always on time.
Amen.
He knows your situation. He knew you. He has engraved you on the palm of his hand. We are living in the last days. Inside the church and outside the church. There's nowhere that is safe, but the only safest place is to be in his presence. Your only safest place is to rest upon his promises, to soak yourself in the word of God. As he was compelling Paul. And now, and then come seven and went zile, or has funded a pekaya. Uti, and now, after enda gonke, when the rebet in your own people, wababiza, what and now, wabaku figini talomambe, uti, and now, uti, you could your moenwele, and you then, but I am compelled by the Spirit. Kwaba yongi na sienza yo, sienza si could your moenwele. We are flow, we are skokela, we are fluid is a manja. Compelled by the Spirit, put in your arm and forget Jerusalem. But I don't know what will happen to me there. And Yazi, Baba, we don't know Izin, Dobashe. We don't have everything figured out. As a Shumayen, Baba Sindwedile, we don't have answers of everything. Izin, Dobashe, I'm not sure what that is. Well, who is the Angelo? But to see Shelling, Baba.
Yeah,
bo.
not knowing what will happen to me. Uti, I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me. Mwain waliyasebenza. Mkuna pulwe radio pulpit. Uyasebenza. Mdedela kusebenzele. Mdedela kusebenzi mpilo yako. Mdedela ibe nguyo amba pambi. Mfune. Ese nokufumaneka.
Yeah.
Hlala in the closet. And mfune. Remain in him. You will soon see the results.
Yeah.
Uthi ndindelwe zimbandezelo nentwaleko sisho ngesikhona. Uthi ndindelwe zimbandezelo nentwaleko. Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship are facing me. Kuninzi okundijongile. Uthi but umoya ngcwele wamprepare ngoba umoya ngcwele the Holy Spirit prepares you for war. Prepares you for what lies ahead. Umoyingwele prepares you. We are not intimidated. We are not ignorant. And yet we are not intimidated because Umoyingwele prepares us for everything that will come across.
Amen.
But I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race.
Yeah.
And complete the task.
That
should be your only aim. Radio pulpit. That should be your main focal concern. Into kubana ufezekise umsebenzi uThixo akubizela wona kule kweli xesha siphila kulo. Ixesha esinalo lifutshane kakhulu. Anything can happen anytime.
Yebo.
Life is just, I don't know what you call it, but lo mzuzu unikiweyo wena wafumana 2024. That means you are given another chance. You are given another chance empilweni yokuthi uphile and become better. Whatever mistakes you had for 2023, forget about 2023. Umfumene 2024. Whatever you have lost in 2023, forget about what you have lost. You have gained 2024. There are so many people that are not here that wish to be here, but abekho, but when ukhona. That is the biggest bonus of it all. Ukhona wena. Meaning that uThixo usenenjongo ngempilo yobomi bakho. The fact that you are still alive is no fun and games. It means that God still has a plan for your life. For he has plans, not a plan, but plans to prosper you.
Amen.
And not to harm you.
Amen.
Plans to give you life.
Amen.
And not just any life, but life in abundance. Meaning that abundance is your portion. Abundance is in your blood type. Abundance is in your blood.
Yeah.
You are of royal blood. If you are lacking at the moment, it's just a visit from the devil.
Yeah.
It will soon come. It's not who you are. If you are lacking at a particular moment, it is not who you are. Things will eventually fall into place.
Sure.
So namhlanje ebusuku, namhlanje, as the day comes to an end, don't give up on God. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know your stories, but your story will change for his glory. You will declare the goodness of the Lord in this life. You will rise up tomorrow morning with a testimony.
Wow.
You will not fail. You will overcome, for you are more than a conqueror. I am the winner in Christ, my Lord.
Yeah.
Not outside Christ. I am the winner in Christ, my
yes.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The winner I will be only if I am in the Lord. We are only winners when we are in the Lord. Remain in the Lord. You have already won, though it may seem that you are losing. No, that is a lie from the pit of hell. You are not losing. I am the winner in Christ, my Lord.
Yeah.
The winner I will be if I am in the Lord. Like a soldier in the army, I am set for the war.
Hallelujah.
I am ready for the war.
Hallelujah.
Whatever is facing me, and he has in terms of 2024, but as for now, I will preach the good news. I will stand firm in the millennium, trusting, but my focal point is doing what the Lord has called me to do in this life. Kuneminyaka isiyekile esendinikeziwe mandenze lento uThixo afuna ndiyenze. Before I die, let me complete the task. Let me finish the race that is set before me. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Remain in Him against all odds. Even when the foundations are shaken, remain in Him. Your focal point is to don't give up on God. Remain steadfast in Him. The only way to remain in Him and gather strength is to meditate on His word. Uhlale kuye ezwini lakhe, and you will gain the wisdom and the power, the supernatural power, to be able to stand the test of time.
Mhlampe mfundisi, before sizoyigoqa, ama benefits okunga give up kuNkulunkulu imaphi?
Benefit number one, kunezinto. Ngithetha ngithetha nawe ndathi uThixo ubabhekile abantu.
Yeah.
Abathi besezinhlungwini betshutshiswa kodwa bangamlahli. Do you remember Job was not promised ukuthi uzofumana restoration?
Yeah.
UJob wahlala kuThixo kungakhanga akhilekelwe irevelation. Engakhanga uThixo amappear. Did God not appear at night to Job and warn him that, you know, if you finish this course, this test, I will restore things in multifold? No. There was no such. It was quiet.
Yeah.
He underwent the brutal initiation with no promises attached. But he stood there because we're in a deep understanding of the ways of God.
Yeah.
So it benefits umuntu okholwayo kuThixo is to understand His ways. Though you may be in pain, ngoku uyayazi ukuthi eventually kuzogqibela yena empilweni yakho. Kunezinto ozifumana kuThixo ungakhanga uzithandazele ngokumethemba nje.
Yeah. So one of the benefits uku understand uma izinto zenzeka empilweni yakho.
Google understand indlela zikaThixo over your life. Indlela zikaThixo,
yeah.
Indlela zikaThixo are different from our ways.
Yeah.
So I am the way, the truth, and the life. UThixo unendlela enza ngayo izinto engafaniyo neyabantu.
Yeah.
So benefits of staying in God in and out of season. Kunamaqithiqitho owafumanayo ongathanga wasebenzele. Being a child of God on its own. When you belong to a certain sayibeka kanjani mhlambi ngowhatsapp khosini uyayibona
yeah
when ungowhatsapp khosini kunama benefits owafumanayo by the mere fact that you are of royalty even if you may not be a good girl okanye ungenzi you don't follow imithetho yakhona but your bloodline requires you to benefit from izinto zasebukhosini
yeah.
So xa umntwana kaThixo kunezinto ozizuzayo genuine stuff just because wena ungumntwana you belong to a certain kingdom. So njengoba ungumntwana kaThixo already kunezinto ezikwe ezingasoze zikwehlele wena ngoba ungumntwana kaThixo. And at the very same time kunezinto ezikwehlela ngoba ungumntwana kaThixo.
Ngikuzwa kahle. Wow.
So impilo yethu thina we are of royal blood. So when you are of royal blood, you are not disqualified at any given moment. Ungalahlwa ngaphandle, ulahlelwe ngaphandle, but your blood remains of royalty. Balakuthuka abantu bathi no, you when we are still ya dakwa, wena unansebenzo, there's nothing that you have whatever, but the blood, your blood type.
Yeah.
Abakwazi ukususa kuwe. You belong. So it's only a matter of time that you go back to palace. That's where your place is, a palace.
Yeah.
Remember unyana walahleko wathi sele hambile edukile wakhumbula ukuthi I will go back to my father.
Yebo.
That was the blood talking that I know who I am. I am of royal blood. I don't belong where I am. I will go back. I have a place to run to. I have a place to hide. I have a place of comfort. I am of royal blood. I will go back to my father.
Yeah.
So whatever you're facing, when you're of royal kingdom, everything can change within a twinkle of an eye.
Mm.
Uyakwazi ukulalulila bahle.
Yeah.
Uvukuhleka.
Yeah.
Ufumana i-call nje early in the morning. Ubulelulila, you are so frustrated just this other night. Uvuke ekseni kungena i-call that changes your life permanently.
Mm.
Just one call.
Mm.
Ongakhanga uyithandazele ufumane nje ikhona ekunikeza yonke lento obuyithandazela for 10 years
yes.
within one call.
Kuyenzeka. Kuyenzeka ngempela. Baningi abangafakaza ngalokho.
But it's a benefit of God.
Mm.
Because into zakho wena ziyalungise, uyalungiselelwa.
Amen.
Kunento ongaziboni ezihlelwayo zihlelelwa wena.
Mm.
That is why we urge you, Ukuti, don't give up on God.
Yeah.
You are almost there. It is because we understand the ways of God.
Yeah.
Ukuti, nothing else says that you are about to give up. Kuna lifashin tendu lo zibuya.
Yeah.
Ukuti, ya suga wena in your position. Ufiku tiko, nensikelelo yako, ne blessing yako, awukwenda weni yako yoglid.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's why we urge you that we know ukuthi anything is possible anytime. Nantoni ningatshintsha ibali lakho lingatshintsha from 0 to 100 within a twinkle of an eye.
Yeah.
Ungazi ugqibe bahle ugqibe. Don't ever draw conclusions ngomuntu ohamba noThixo.
Mm.
Umuntu ohamba noThixo akagqibeki.
Yeah.
Uya ibona imeko yakhe namhlanje ingathi imbi ngomso ubone enye into ngomso.
Yeah.
Imali lakhe liyathintshwa emini, liyathintshwa ebusuku abantu belele.
True, yes.
Lithintsha imali kufuma ayinguye lo izolo be she was a beggar. Izolo she needed this and that. But today, it's a different story.
Amen.
Umuntu ohamba noThixo.
Amen.
Ngoba kuyahanjwa noThixo.
Mphulaphulu
we radio pulpit. Kuyahanjwa, it's a journey. Kuyahanjwa noThixo aziveze kuwe ngendlela ngendlela.
Yeah.
He takes you through. Akungenisa kumagumbi ngamakho. You rise from glory to glory.
Amen.
Umazi ngendlela eziningi. Accordingly to your destiny.
Mm.
Accordingly to where he is taking you. Ngoba yena uyayazi indlela. Chumhlabelelwa ndithi. Ngizomethemba njalo. Kubuya yazindlela uzongihola ngeso angipheleki impela ezulwini ngolanda yayiva ngibonge phakade
haleluya
umntwalo wangishiya neculo simethemba njalo ngobuya yazindlela yayazi indlela yakho yayazi indlela yakho
haleluya
ungayazi wena nathi singayazi indlela thina sithethe izwi lakhe indlela yakho asiyazi kodwa yena ungumnikazi wayo indlela uyayazi indlela yakho unganikezela imphulaphulu weradio pulpit
yeah
don't give up on God remain
in him. Amen.
Oh yes.
Yeah uma mhlambe ubona ngathi ku tough ukuthi ume mzalwane ncika ngonkulunkulu. Yebo ngoba ngeke akuvumele ukuthi uwe so ncika kuyena mfundisi ithi sindlule ngala uma sibuya ke bese siyayivala kulomzuzu owodwa esisalele iwona ya ithi ngenze kanje.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We simply cannot get enough of God's Word. Read our daily devotionals, The Word for Today, where every word counts. Send an email to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Namuhla ntambama sithi don't give up on God mzalwane, remain in him. Liyasho izwi ku Isaiah 41 verse 10 lithi do not fear for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Ungasabi, do not fear, ngizokusiza, I will help you. Lalela nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini. And akusiyena umqambi manga. Kusho ukuthi lokho akushoyo la. Ngempela uzokwenza. Asivale mfundisi.
Ngokuthi kakhulu bahle. All I want to say to umphulaphuli weRadio Pulpit, as we have said today, that don't give up on God.
Yeah.
Kwizinto ojongene nazo, ohlangabezana nazo, ukhumbule amazwi kaPaul esiya eyohambe eyovakalisa iindaba ezilungile. Wathi, and now I am compelled by the Spirit. But I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
Yeah.
That should be your resting place.
Mm.
That should be your place of comfort. That should be a place where ungabangisani namuntu.
Yeah.
Uzazi wena ukuthi you are walking in your own lane,
mm-hmm.
trusting in the promises of God for your life, and your focal point kulonzi kwezinsuku zokugcina uthi kwakunikeze zona esingazi ukuthi uzawuphela nini. But mazithi ziphela ube uwenzile umsebenzi obekelweyo emhlabeni ukuthi igama likaThixo lizukiswe. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. May your stories change for the glory of the kingdom. May you rise from strength to strength. May you be blessed, and may the good Lord enlarge your territories, and may everything that you touch turn into gold in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church says amen.
Amen and amen. Utholakala kuphi mfundisi mongekho la emoyeni? Mfundisi?
Amen.
Utholakala kuphi mongekho la emoyeni? Hello? Ungathi ucingo liyas disappointa. Mfundisi?
Hello?
Utholakala kuphi mongekho la emoyeni?
On WhatsApp? 084-377-391.
Ngicela
uphile. Facebook 084-377-391.
Mhm.
On Facebook it's Ntombo Xolo. It's Ntosh Speaks Family NSF.
Mhm.
That's where my page is. You'll get my sermons, my videos, events and everything there.
Thank you.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, kuphelele ne?
Yeah, kuphelele ma.
Okay. Thank you mfundisi. Sizophinda sihlangane futhi evikini elizayo okuyiviki lethu lokugcina. Hey.
Yeah.
I was one fisher uJanuary. Yeah. Okay mfundisi.
Yabulela nami ku Radio Pulpit.
Amen. Usuku lwakho nje aliqhubeke lube lohle uNkulunkulu asigcinele wena aphinde akubusise. Bless you.
Wonderful.
Amen. Yeah. Asimphelezele la umfundisi noma ngathi uprophetess Ntomboxolo Mthombeni. Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi uzobuya futhi na next week. UPastor Rayleigh Godi uyeza uzoqhubeka nawe. Ngo 5 kuzokuyoshaya u 7 mina ngizobuya ke. Ngomsombuloko ngo 4 ekseni asivukeni sihlanganyele kule yonkonzo ngo 4 ekseni kuzokuyoshaya u 5. Bless you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 0674297564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.